Gorath the Flame was following his fate. The big badger's footpaws pounded the earth like trip hammers as voices echoed through his head, directing him. North through the vast tract of Mossflower he raced with a speed which was surprising for one of his size. Pictures raced through his mind, the flicker of firelight and shadow, a smiling fox swinging a spiked metal ball at his head, once, twice, as he lay helpless on the floor of a little farmhouse. Gorath the Flame was following his fate. Like a runaway juggernaut, smashing through bushes which barred his path, plunging through streams in a welter of icy spray, the coarse laughter of sea raiders rang in his ears. Branch, twig, plant and thorn were crushed in his headlong flight through the silent woodlands. Mingled with the laughter, he could hear the anguished screams of two ancient badgers, his blood kin, struggling feebly in the locked and burning building. Gorath the Flame was following his fate, still directed by unseen forces. Nausea, an iron chain, a padlocked waist manacle. A ship plunging wildly over cold northern seas. Starvation, a flailing rope's end, the pain lancing through his head. More laughter, the glitter of a golden fox's long fangs, the taunts and insults he was forced to bear in silence. Weaving around the moss-clad trunks of mighty forest trees, breath rising like a bellows in his cavernous chest, his paw grasping the pitchfork like a vice, sunlight and shadow racing by, fern beds that his footpaws boulder swayed through, startled birds flapping skywards to avoid the giants, heading onward to the river like a coming storm. Aye, Gorath the Flame was following his fate.